it's been about, you know, a little more than 2 months since we were all in Indianapolis at the Scouting Combine. You told me at the Scouting Combine, preparing for the draft didn't start then. It's a 365-day year process. You're already getting ready for next year, probably.
Yep.
How did having so much more time together as a staff make this year a little, as Coach McDaniel said, run a little bit smoother?
It was a great process because we converted our grading scale last year, and it was only a two-month process, where this year we trained our scouts from May until June. They started watching this year's draft prospects to get ahead. So we have a summer evaluation is what we call it, and that helps them going into the fall in August. They're already ahead of the game. They already know which players they're going to do at each school and what they think of them on the off of the 08 tape. And so this year was great because they were able to dig deeper into football and personal character and more of the 09 evaluations because they had that foundation, and they have more experience on our grading scale. So we had our board pushed up in December with hundreds of players, and by the time we finished in April here, we were down to 96 guys for our scheme and our system for to be future Broncos.
Does that all have the same merit when building your board? Football, character, tape, I mean, those all come into play.
Yeah, we have six critical factors, like athleticism, play speed, play strength, competitive toughness, football instincts, and production. And then also there's position specifics for each position. And then we also always evaluate their football character and their personal character so that, you know, we see the big picture of who they are.
So the scouts and the staff have this scale prepared, and the NFL says, you know what, let's do this draft over 3 days, something that, you know, every team had to go through. How did breaking up the first three rounds, there's a long time between that first overall pick and the last pick in the third round, how did that affect how the team maneuvered through the first three rounds?
First of all, I thought it was excellent for our fans. I voted for it when they brought it up. I thought it was an excellent venue and timing for our fans across the country. And then the second thing is it gave each club, like for example, Josh and I, time to calibrate our board and look at what our strategy would be for really day two, the second and third rounds, and make many, many trade calls. Trying to figure out where we were trying to trade up, trying to trade down to take players and pick up selections, and so it was excellent in terms of there's a lot more preparation time all day, and then here we are on Mountain Time, and the thing starts at 5:30 or 4:30, and we have time to more reflect and have a strategy for the next day. So it was good.
You took full advantage of all that time. I mean, Thursday you had a one, two twos, and a three. You have more time. You wake up Friday with two ones, a two, and two threes, plus Demaryius Thomas and Tim Tebow. Was that plan? Is having that time, does that help?
That was the plan from the beginning. When Josh and I got back from Gainesville and Atlanta, we spent time with Tebow and Demaryius the previous weekend, and we said if we can come out of the first round with those two players, you know, that would be excellent for our football team for the long run. They're both, you know, smart, tough, good people, very explosive players, and we were just excited about that. And the way the trades went, it worked out perfect. We're sitting there on 11. We get a fourth rounder for moving down to 13 with San Francisco. And then the Eagles traded two threes, so we trade down to 24. Then we jump back up to 22 with New England and gave it back a four so we can get Demaryius. Dallas made a trade with New England at 24 to take Dez Bryant, and then we made the trade. We had set it up with earlier in the day with Ozzie Newsome as a potential trade up, so we gave a third and a fourth to move up and get Tim Tebow. By trading down, it created these selections below, and then we used two of them to move back up.